anniversary of the first broadcast of Awa FM in Whanganui, turning 30 later this week. And it's good too. So great to have you join us, Whetū Whala. It's a privilege. Whetū actually is known as a storyteller, but she's also the station manager at Awa FM. Hey, Whetū, te la koe.
Hey, mihi kia koe, Dale. Mihi oki kia koutou te wānau o Wātea.
And to our Pāki Waha crew today. Thanks a lot, Whetū. Hey, Whetū, the Māori radio stations have played a very important part in this sort of media push that we as a people are using to share our kōrero and to celebrate ourselves, ne? So as you turn 30, not you personally, but as the station turns 30, what significance would you say what significance or the most significant role that our irirangi have played in our Māori tribal development?
Well, of course, Dale, we're very proud and pleased to turn 30. And did you guys celebrate your 30th last year? Was that right? And several others have turned 30 before us. Notably, of course, 1987, the beginning of Te Upoko o Tika, our Matua station. And in answer to your question, I think of a world without iwi radio, and it wouldn't be te ao Māori as we know it today. So I guess that's the best way we can think about it, is the coming together of our communities to have a voice on the airwaves was always something that our kaumātua dreamed about. And then the second part of the story is that we were able to sustain it, and it's all hats off to the communities around the Reo Irirangi that have basically supported the continuation. So we're very proud and very honoured that Awa FM is joining our fellow sister stations and turning 30. But mostly, we're really, really rapt that our people still want us and still see us as relevant.
The first challenge we had was to stay on air, wasn't it? Because it wasn't always universally accepted that Māori radio was needed. Like you, Whetū, I've been proud to work in the industry for most of that time as well, and you know, just feel that we're providing a real, really decent resource. When you look at the support from your local community, has it waned? Even though these are difficult times commercially for many of our stations, you say that it still occupies a very important place in the everyday lives of the people of the Whanganui Rohe. We're still going. Is it still strong?
I think that it has become part of the fabric of our lives. So we now have two generations that expect to hear Māori language when they are driving in their cars, when they are, you know, on iHeartRadio. They expect it as a right. It's as familiar to them as driving a car or, you know, walking to school. In their world, it's just accepted that there is iwi radio. In terms of the support for it, we are very, very loyal haukainga base, and that loyalty is based significantly on the wonderful people that we have been able to work on our station, and also the knowledge that there is no other place that is devoted to Whanganui Reo. So we talk about Māori language, but when we look specifically at our Reo Noko Nei, this is the only place still currently that is broadcasting 24/7, 7 days a week. We're a little bit like a familiar korowai. That's what we are. And with those familiarities, of course, comes differing types of attitudes, shall we put it like that. So it's we are always expected to be there, and that's kind of a good thing and a bad thing, because of course the platforms, the technology, all those things are changing rapidly, and iwi radio is expected by our haukainga to be part and parcel of that movement as well. And, you know, we're trying our best.
They're doing a great job. List some of the neat guys who have worked and wahine have worked for the station over the years. I see, is Edu still doing brekkie with you guys? And we've got the Simon Connections as well, and Cribs. And give us a roll call of some of the neat people who've worked on OFM over the last three decades. Edu?
Oh, there is so many, and we're collecting all of them, and I don't want to leave anyone out, so I'm just going to quickly go through the ages. So Joe Tirito, so the Tirito, Joe Reo Aroha Mai, he was our first station manager, and that one, of course, is well known here in Whanganui. We had Parata, who was one of our amazing announcers. He was a Rewiti, and of course, all gone now. And not forgetting my cousin Hai Moana Roska, who himself was a Simon, a very devoted board member and a absolute wonderful inspiration to our younger rangatahi to pursue wakapapa. And of course, we have many, many more Kahurangi Simon, Kahurangi Simon, Tauira Allen, Rauru Broughton. They were three of the, as well as Eruera Rerikura, those four were the first rangatahi in 1991 to be broadcasting on the station. And of course, they are all still giving their time and their energy to the station. We just had Hakatu Akaora on the weekend, and it was wonderful to have Rauru there with us, who is working with Te Reo Te Uru Te Korimako o Taranaki, to have Eruera, who himself was a 15-year-old schoolboy when he started with us, you know, now leading us as our breakfast announcer every day. And, yeah, so the kitty is very full, Dale, very full with all the wonderful people who have been on air.
I also note that you've had a strong connection with Awhananga from Te Moana Nui Akiwan, eh? Rarotonga, Fiji, the islands all featuring in, you know, with dedicated time slots through our FM. What's the story there? What's the background of that, Fetu?
So we've got Papa Tom and Nina, Mama Nina Webb. And so 24 years ago, the kaumātua of our FM did a tunnel out to our Winona from Te Moana Nui Akiwa, and they went to visit the Pacific Island community here in Whanganui, and they said to them, we would like to support your language because you're our relations, and so if you would like to do a language program, we will give you an hour on the weekend. And from that tunnel 23, we initially started the kaumata of that time, which was the Whanganui River Trust Board then. They started a Fiji, Samoa and Cook Island Māori language 1 hour. And all those three reo shared 1 hour broadcast on our FM. And as you can imagine, as time went on, there were three, and then there were two, and then there was one, and it ended up that Mama Nina Webb, she kept the Cook Island Rarotonga show going. So we believe that her and Papa Tom, who took over, they have been running a Māori language Cook Island show for just on 23 years. We think it's one of the longest running Pacific Island radio programs in the country. So we're really proud of the foresight of our kaumātua. And just recently, when Wena Tate was here as our station manager, she reapproached our Pacifica community and said, you know, we're very proud of our Cook Island language program. Would any other community like to come forward? And so from that time, we now have our Fijian brothers and sisters who have decided that they would like to have a Fijian language show. So they have come to join Ngā Metua Ariete, who took over from Papa Tom and Mama Nina. And so now we have a little bit of Te Moana Nui a Kiwa also continuing on as part of our 30 celebration years on air. So who knows what is going to come in the future, what other Pacific languages might join our station. But yes, our AFM has always had a whanaungatanga relationship for the last 23 years with Cook Island Māori Show and re-establishing the Fijian language show. And I don't know if you know it, Dale, but here at home, there's been an influx of Fijian workers, and they come here for the forestry, and they also come here to play rugby. And so the little show that we do on Saturday is filled with kōrero for these workers who predominantly live out in the forestries and work in the forestries and come into town and play rugby on the weekends.
They would love that connection to home, and a wonderful reminder of the role that our iridangi up and down the country are playing, and we are sort of the catalysts of bringing beautiful voices and opinions and sharing them with our people, and just pleased to be involved in an industry that is 30 years old now predominantly, and great to celebrate with you. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about our FM whetū, and all the best with the celebrations.
Oh, kei te mihi ki a koe, Dale, rāua ko koutou o Pakiwā. You know, he mihi nunui ki a koutou katoa ngā reo irirangi o Aotearoa.